On Monday, the University of Arizona community was jolted by the sudden announcement that Robert Shelton would soon be leaving his position as president. His decision follows 5 years of coping with the deepest cuts to education budgets in our state's history, and questions about who will replace him and when are already starting to fly. Next, Andrea Kelly looks at the impact of Robert Shelton's announcement and how both the university and the Board of Regents are reacting.
The news may have surprised some people, but there were indications this week that Shelton's move was in the works at least for a little while. In a written statement, Shelton said his 5-year anniversary with the U of A was a good time to explore new opportunities. The Arizona Board of Regents chairwoman, Ann Mariucci, also indicated it was time for a change in leadership. Shelton's contract expires next year, and she says it's typical to give a year's notice on whether it will be renewed.
There are certain types of leaders that are better equipped to deal with those kinds of situations and find ways to innovate and do things differently and do more with less and take higher education into, you know, truly the 21st century. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity to find somebody who is, you know, a real dynamic, innovative leader that embraces what higher education needs to be in an era of reduced state funding for higher education. And I think that this situation gives us an opportunity to identify and attract someone who actually thrives in that kind of environment.
On his end, Shelton says the decision came about quickly, in a matter of weeks.
So no, it was not, what can I go and do different now? It was, boy, I've heard from a few people, including other university presidents, that here's this opportunity. You might be well suited to it. You should take a look at it. They've really made great strides, and they're sharp people there. And so that was when I contacted the headhunter, and he put me in touch with Dwayne and Don and others. And as I said, this all happened in about a 3-week period.
The Regents meeting late this week included time for them to talk about the transition in a closed-door session. But during the public comment portion of the meeting, David Martinez, the Associated Students of Arizona Government Affairs Director, thanked Shelton for listening to students during his tenure.
From the get-go, when you first stepped foot on the U of A campus, President Shelton, you struck a really strong chord with students in meeting with them at a local eatery on University Boulevard, setting the tone for your interactions with students during your term. I was one of a handful of students who picked you up in a Caltrans shuttle on your first day of work at your home and brought you to campus. And you continued that throughout 5 years, actively meeting with student leaders, hosting tuition retreats, having frank conversations, and we are deeply appreciative of that. While you look really nice in a yellow coat, and I congratulate you on that, we know that you will always bleed red and blue.
Shelton also received praise during the Regents meeting from J.C. Mutchler, the secretary of the faculty at the University of Arizona.
The announcement on Monday that President Shelton would be leaving the U of A has saddened many of us across campus, as you might expect. With a great sense of dignity, Robert Shelton has exhibited extraordinary leadership during an economic crisis of historic proportions.
He said the faculty wants to continue to have a role in administrative decisions.
We believe as a community that it is important right now more than ever that we stand united as a university community and strive to move the U of A forward in a positive direction. The faculty leadership is working with the provost, the president's cabinet, the regents, and our wider family of Wildcats to make sure that our U of A culture of shared governance and community-based decision-making is honored as we move towards the future.
Others in the U of A community are also responding to the news. Here are students David Rotosky and Brianna Galland.
Knowing that he's been here a while now, we might not even have like the same Wildcat experience. Like, I don't know like what exactly is going to happen.
Well, it's kind of crazy for me because I came from a school with a lot of transition like that. And if it's the same as it was for high school, then it's going to be a big difference because it just affects all the staff and all the different classes that didn't exist anymore. And I don't know if something like that would happen here, but that's what I'd be concerned about, is not being able to have the same experience.
The Regents are poised to appoint an interim president before launching a nationwide search for Shelton's permanent replacement. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.